with this first morning instruction. I want to invite us to come into our bodies, and on this first day, work primarily with some home base or primary object, anchor, as it's sometimes called, just as a way to stabilize the mind, collect the attention, and since you are all experienced to some extent and have either done many, many retreats or at least one or two retreats, you know how to do the practice enough so that you can be your own authority. And so whatever I say, if you find that there's something that you feel will support you in your own practice that I haven't mentioned, and you're doing it with that intention, then trust your intuition. Otherwise, you don't have to figure out what to do. Follow along with the invitations or suggestions that I would give. And it's helpful to, at the beginning of a retreat, whether you have been practicing for 1 or 2 years or 30 or 40 years, to just collect the attention and arrive here. As you know from previous experiences, it takes a little while to land. And so it can be really helpful to just establish that home base so that whenever you're lost or scattered or not sure what to do, you can just come back home and reconnect. And for many, the breath is a good primary object. For some, you might have discovered that your body posture or sensations are more supportive for you. And so if you're used to using a primary object other than the breath, then feel free to. As you sit here, something that I find helpful to do is just taking some time to gather and connect with your body, so the experience is coming from a more grounded experience, more grounded connection. So first, just feel yourself sitting here. And your posture can be both an expression of upright alertness and dignity. I like Thich Nhat Hanh's image of thinking of yourself like a mountain, strong, worthy of respect, here for any changes in the weather. And at the same time, with that alertness and wakefulness and dignity, balanced with an ease and receptivity, a softening of the heart and the attitude, so that we can receive experience. And so I find it helpful to do a quick body scan and just allow for any places of tension or holding to soften. You might go from your head down to your toes, your face, your forehead, eyes, jaw, inviting ease and relaxation down through your neck, shoulders, arms and hands. Through your torso, your chest and belly. Just letting go. Through your hips and pelvic area. Down through your legs, your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, toes. So you have both an upright alertness and an open receptivity. And then feeling a connection to the earth underneath you. Feel the earth here. It's here for you, supporting you. Let yourself feel supported by the earth, grounded, connected. And something else that I find brings a sense of openness and spaciousness is another Thich Nhat Hanh suggestion of sitting with a half smile on your face. Like the Buddha's half smile, just to create a space of ease and openness in the heart. You might just try it, just a slight upcurling of the lips. Go ahead, even if you don't feel like it, especially if you don't feel like it. Be a Buddha, just even doing that reminds the heart to be at ease and give some spaciousness. And then as you sit here, take a few deeper breaths, and as you breathe in a calming energy. Let it fill your whole being. And as you breathe out, let go. Release. Relax. And then at some point, let go of controlling the breath at all, and just simply let the breath breathe you. No effort. It's been breathing you your whole life. Just let yourself be breathed. And notice how you know you're breathing. Where do you experience it? As it enters the nostrils, the belly or the chest rising and falling. Your whole body expanding and contracting. How do you know you're breathing? This is what's keeping you alive. Just honor it with your attention. You don't need to pounce on the breath to catch it. Just let the awareness receive the breathing with interest. That's the key. You don't need to block anything else out or push anything away. Let the mind be relaxed and open. And for the most part, let everything else just be in the background. Sensations or sounds or feelings or thoughts, all just coming and going, and for now, preferentially, let yourself be interested in the breath, just to establish that home base, that connection. Or if you have another alternative to the breath, then use that. If something else calls you and becomes very strong, a sound or a strong sensation or something else, then you can acknowledge it. You can let go of the breath and just notice that. For now, be with it as long as it's really strong, but then come back to the breath just to reconnect and keep on sharpening the awareness. There are various aids to support you collecting the attention on the breath that I'll be offering these first days. One is noting, naming your experience. Some people find this helpful, some people don't. You see. Breathing in, you might note in, or breathing in. Exhaling out, or breathing out. Or if you're feeling the belly rising and falling, or the chest rising, falling. If you use the mental note, let it be a very soft whisper in the mind. Perhaps 5% on the word and 95% on the actual experience. And if the words seem too busy or crowded, then just let them go and be with the direct experience of breathing. As you do this simple little exercise, you will likely find that your mind wanders. Don't take it personally. No need to judge or be discouraged or feel frustrated. It's just what minds do. And here you are training to be here in the present. And so when you realize that your mind has wandered, instead of feeling frustrated or discouraged, appreciate that you've just come back to the present moment and begin again. The way you bring yourself back will determine your whole relationship to your mind and to meditation. And so the key is to bring it back with kindness, forgiveness, patience, and just the sincere intention to be here once again. Opening to this moment with kindness, interest, and a relaxed awareness, one moment at a time. notice what's happening right now. Bring your attention into this moment. If it's wandered, come back very lovingly and begin again. Make it like a game. You're just playing the awareness game. And when you've gone, come back once again. There's no failing this game. You're just exercising presence. Oh yes, come on back. Here we are again. start the meditation right now. Let go of everything up till this moment, and let this be the beginning. Sitting here, knowing you're alive, breathing, opening to this moment with kindness, interest, and ease. you hear the bell to signal the end of the meditation, be with the experience of hearing. And when you're ready to change your posture or open your eyes, let it be a gentle, mindful meditation.